How did you like the two different experiences of the descent of the Holy Spirit? One is truly Pentecost because it's the 50 days. Pentecost, meaning 50 days. That's why we call it Pentecost. But if we listen to John, it was the first week. So I don't know what that is in Greek. Does anyone know? No, okay, then I won't. Interesting. One is with all the disciples gathered. The common characteristic is fear, right? In both stories. One, fear of the Jews. I don't know. I guess they were still feared of the Jews back in the 50 days, right? I mean, that's the one common emotional experience. Because what I want to deal with is not the history of Pentecost, but us and Pentecost. And maybe instead of using Pentecost so we don't write out John's version, the experience of the Spirit of Christ. Did you notice I said the experience of Christ? Because that's the Holy Spirit. How many gods are there? Oh, good. Because otherwise, there's the Spirit of Christ, there's the Holy Spirit, and then there's Abba. And then that would confuse us all. But the idea here is this whole aspect of the oneness of reality with regard to our God and the God's presence in us. The divine presence is universal and it's one. And so let's take a look at what this means to you and I after we have the experience shown to us in the idea that in both cases, a group of folks who were trying to follow Jesus were basically locked in fear. And they were obviously having difficulty even in relating with each other. And then something happened. And I don't know what it was. You don't know what it was. They probably don't know what it was because it was an experience. They felt the presence of God that unified them, that they became an experience of one. And the resulting reality was the overcoming of the fear. So there we are, huh? And so let's take a reflection on where we are right now and what the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus that's still alive in us, because it makes all the sense in the world. God created, and many of us have experienced that divine presence in creation. Then Jesus comes along with a message, with a mission, and we say, yeah, this makes sense. This is of God. And boy, if we lived this way, we would actually have the kingdom right here on earth. We'd like each other all. We'd be able to have justice. We would have all this aspect of living in harmony with one another. Yeah, okay, Jesus, you got the great message. We see God in and through you. But he has to go. And so we celebrate that he gave us the Spirit that he is. And that is alive in us. And that takes care of the fear. And it makes sense then. When you and I pick up a scripture today, and we know it was written thousands of years ago, and we automatically see something significant for us today, what is it that activates that reality, that awareness? The Spirit. The Spirit of Christ helps us take what was written years ago and see value for us and direction for us and meaning for us. When we gather here, we actually come and become aware at some level or another, maybe different levels for different people, but it's this meal that we celebrate is to nourish us and strengthen us for this life of ours of trying to make this world a kingdom, the kingdom of God. And so it's the same meal that Peter, James, John, Mary, and all sat down at, and we're experiencing it here now. So for those of us, and for those of us who realize that whenever we gather two or more in Jesus' name, that the Spirit that motivates us, hopefully it's our councils, it's our ministry groups, and even our sheepshead games, evoke a sense of unity and appreciation of the difference of others. Eh? That's what we're celebrating here. And then the other aspect that is very clear in the second reading, as well as in the other two, ultimately we know we are in Jesus' spirit that was breathed upon us, that shalom, that peace be with you, is when we step out of our resistance to serve others. When we are able to reach out, see a need, and respond, either as a community or as individuals, for that is the whole aspect of the Spirit of Christ we call the Holy Spirit coming upon us. It's as active here today as it was whenever it took place, the first week or 50 days later.